This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern has characterized attacks in the city of Christchurch as one of New Zealand's darkest days. Four people, three men and one woman, have been taken into custody after targeting two mosques there and firing on the worshippers, killing an untold number of people in that region. A number of improvised explosives were also found attached to vehicles entering the area. We get more from VOA's Phil Mercer.
The mosque near the city centre and another one at a neighbouring suburb. And all of this unfolded around about a quarter to two in the afternoon, Friday local time, as worshippers were gathering for Friday prayers. And eyewitnesses have described one of the gunmen bursting into a building dressed in a military-style jacket with an automatic rifle, simply shooting at random at people. And another eyewitness report suggesting that one of the gunmen also fired on people who were fleeing the buildings as well. So a terrible day.
VOA's Phil Mercer reporting from Sydney, Australia. U.S.-backed forces battling the last remnants of the Islamic State's self-declared caliphate penetrated deeper into the terror group's enclave Thursday, resulting in the second mass surrender in almost as many days. Fighting on the outskirts of the northeastern Syrian city or town of Baghouz has been intense, with coalition airstrikes and artillery rounds lighting up the night sky while IS fighters launched several waves of suicide bombers. This is VOA News. For the first time, Congress has used its power to reject a presidential emergency order. AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
The blood is spitting on me.
British lawmakers have voted to seek a three-month delay in Britain's scheduled March 29th split from the 28-nation European Union after overwhelmingly voting against holding a new Brexit referendum.
Eyes to the right, 412. The noes to the left, 202. So the ayes have it. The ayes have it. Unlock.
And with that, the House of Commons approved Prime Minister Theresa May's proposal to postpone Britain's departure from the European Union until June 30th. But only if Parliament approves her withdrawal deal next week. British lawmakers have already rejected May's EU divorce deal twice, and if it fails a third time, May has warned Brexit supporters the only option will be to seek a longer extension. And that, she says, could mean Brexit never happens. Any delay would require the unanimous approval of all 27 remaining EU member states. I'm Ben Thomas.
The U.S. military has carried out three airstrikes against al-Shabaab militants in the Somalia area in less than a week, continuing a rapid pace that could triple last year's record-setting strike numbers. According to U.S. Africa Command, the latest strike killed three militants. And also in another region on Wednesday, the strike came a day after an airstrike killed two al-Shabaab militants in another area. Acting Secretary of Defense Pat Shanahan has flatly denied that the United States would ask nations that house U.S. troops to pay the full cost of U.S. service members deployed on their territory, plus 50% more for the privilege of American defense. Last week, media reports said that President Trump was considering ramping up financial costs for wealthy allies like Japan, South Korea, and Germany to house American bases. The report said the allies would be required to pay 150% of the basing costs. Boeing announced Thursday that it is suspending deliveries of its 737 MAX jets to airlines after nearly every country grounded the plane following Sunday's deadly crash in Ethiopia. A Boeing spokesman said the company would continue to build the 737 MAX jets while assessing how the situation would impact the company's production system. French aviation experts began analyzing the so-called black boxes from the Ethiopian Airlines jet Thursday. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.